Hello. Well, we've got stars in our eyes for today's 5 minutes with. I'm Matthew, I'm the Chief Creative Officer of White Wall. And if you're a theatre buff like me, when you hear the words West End, you immediately think of talent. And boy, have we got talent for you today. I'm really thrilled to be joined by today's special guest who knows more about talent than most of us could shake a baton at. So a very warm welcome to a great friend and partner of White Wall, Nicole Beasley, President of, you guessed it, West End Entertainment. Nicole, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. So fun.
It's a real, real pleasure. Now, for the uninitiated, could you just tell us a little bit about what you do at West End Entertainment?
Yeah. So at the core of what we do is we consult with our clients to help best them source talent for their events. So you name it, speakers, entertainment, we can assist them with creating any kind of experience. But most importantly, we provide guidance and expertise in those areas. Mm-hmm. So it's that added layer of protection, whether it's making suggestions that are going to best fit their event, or negotiating on their behalf, or guiding them through legal agreements or supporting them logistically. We're that support system. We're that added layer for them.
Which is fantastic, because I know a lot of people in these circumstances would sort of go it alone, get the Google out, see what they can find, see if someone's out there to match it, and end up with something that's not really fit for purpose. So the talent, as we both know, makes a huge difference, a huge contribution to the success of many, many events. Why is choosing that right talent so important to get that successful experience we all want?
The right talent, it can make it or break it for an event. Yeah. It's, you know, it can be a pivotal moment for an attendee, or it can be the crash moment for an event. You know, for speakers, I've seen attendees crying in audiences. I've had people come back to meet and greets at the end and say to somebody, you know, you've just connected with me on the deepest level, or you've inspired me to make a change, or, you know, or completely change someone's viewpoint. Choosing the right speaker for the right moment, it can create a deep connection for someone if it's done correctly.
Yeah. My experience as well. Yeah, absolutely. When you said about this process, Nicole, what are some of the things to look out for, the kind of perils and pitfalls of selecting the right talent?
You know, it starts with selecting the right partners to support you in this journey. You know, if you need someone, a partner that is going to support you, you know, creatively, legally, logistically. And something that we all have to realize is that after COVID, this is a different landscape in this industry. The rules are different. The requests are different. The people, the agreements have changed. It's a different world from where we were 3 or 4 years ago. You know, with speakers, everyone out there can be a world-renowned thought leader.
Yeah.
And for entertainers, you know, you can watch a video, and in a minute video, someone can look great. Or, you know, their manager or whoever works with them can talk up their performance or their abilities or who they are. But in both cases, like, how do you know that person's going to perform, that person's going to deliver for you? You know, entertainment wise the ambiance of an event is everything. That whether it be like a social event or a corporate event, those where that talent, that entertainment is, you're creating a moment where connections are made. You know, people at those events, they meet new people, or Colleagues become friends, or it's somebody's first night out of the house in a long time, and they just want to have fun.
Yes, indeed. So
And you
just
know, go ahead.
to pick up on that connection point, because I think it's really important. I mean, I'm sure everybody listening has had the experience of going to an event. There's a keynote speaker, and maybe they climbed a mountain or they swam the Mediterranean or something, and they've kind of got one story and they roll it out, and you could see them in five different occasions and you'd hear five different stories. And sure, that's a great skill, but how do you as an agency go about ensuring that the talent, the speaker, the performers that you're engaging, they're really aligning with the customer's business objectives, what their conference theme is, so that that connection is really being built, not just with the audience, but with the kind of company they're representing?
Yeah, that's a great question, because that starts with asking the right questions. And I really feel like in order to do my job to the best of my ability, I need to take that deeper dive. I need to have those more meaningful conversations. And I know this is something Whitewall does really well, is helping create that thread through events. And from a talent standpoint, I would say that's what I'm trying to do as well, is how do we find that talent that complements whatever social or corporate event that's taking place? And I look at us as we're not just having someone come to us and book talent. We're trying to create that deeper connection, as I mentioned, and that means you need to look past the surface. You need to look past just a name or a budget line item. We spend a good deal of our time researching and making sure we're up to date on current trends and what's new in the market, and what is the hot thing at that moment, but also how that connects to the topics that are relevant to the moment or the themes that are relevant to the moment. And that that comes twofold, right? Research and also asking those right questions. If you don't take a deeper dive into who is attending this conference, why they're attending it, what is that theme, you're not going to make those right connections.
No. I know we're both really passionate about this subject, Nicole, and we could, rather than 5 minutes with, we could turn this into 50 minutes with it, no trouble at all. But just I just wanted to ask one final question from you. Is there one, I know it's like a bit like trying to choose your favorite child, but is there one person who the sort of the first time you saw them speak or present, they just blew your socks off? You were like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
I think, there's several people that have blown me away over the years, but I think the people that connect for me the best, or that have really been impactful for me, are those speakers or entertainers that really take a moment to understand the event or the attendees or the client and genuinely care about how they're received and that connection that they're making with the audience. I feel like there are many people out there that are collecting a paycheck or just dialing it in. And I've been surprised over the years at the people that I wouldn't think, but did take that moment to really connect with those that they cared. They wanted to feel a part of whatever event that was taking place.
And I think that's it was definitely, you mentioned, you referenced the pandemic. That was our experience too, of those people who were really willing, and some big names, who are willing to invest the time and the effort to really get to know the audience and create an amazing experience. Well, that's all the time that we've got, and which is heartbreaking. But Nicole, thank you so much for talking to us. You've really shed a light on how the right talent, chosen in the right way, managed in the right way, can make all the difference. We're so grateful to you for chatting to me today, and thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I'm very grateful as well.
All right. Join us next time for the next 5 minutes with.